Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. The Public Health Agency of Canada has released its latest modeling projections for COVID-19. Overall, Canada's epidemic growth is slowing down. Previously, the agency reported that confirmed cases of COVID-19 were doubling every 3 days. Now, cases are doubling every 16 days, according to the latest models. Before, each infected person in Canada was infecting over 2 people on average. With strong physical distancing and health measures, it is estimated that each infected person is now infecting just over 1 person. On the short-term projections, the agency anticipates that there will be between 3,277 and 3,883 deaths by May 5th. For confirmed cases, between 53,196 and 66,835 are expected nationally. It is estimated that 1 to 10% of the population will be infected with the virus. The agency has made this prediction due to the strong epidemic controls in place currently. With 1 to 10% of Canadians infected, between 4,000 to 44,000 related deaths are expected in the first wave. The national modeling shows that 95% of deaths to date are in adults age 60 or older. 79% of deaths across Canada are taking place in long-term care and seniors' homes. 74% of those who were hospitalized reported underlying health conditions. Adults over 60 represented 66% of hospitalizations. Males are more likely to be hospitalized. 20% of men were hospitalized versus 14% of women. Regionally, the numbers vary. Epidemic growth has leveled off in some provinces. 80% of all confirmed cases are in Quebec and Ontario. 14% are in Alberta and British Columbia. There is no community transmission in Prince Edward Island, the Northwest Territories, or the Yukon. To date, there are no confirmed cases in Nunavut. This is the second round of national modeling. The federal government released its first national projections on April 9th. Canada's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Theresa Tam.
We continue to monitor the situation closely and will evaluate, learn, and adapt as we go. We are making clear progress to slow the spread and bring the epidemic under control, thanks to the commitment of Canadians who are following public health advice to protect themselves and others. The epidemiology of COVID-19 is not the same in all parts of the country, so when and how control measures are readjusted and or relaxed will need to be decided based on the local epidemiologic situation. It is critically important that we maintain our public health measures, including physical distancing, until we have achieved epidemic control for the first wave. Relaxing controls too quickly will squander our collective efforts to date and put us at risk of future epidemic waves. Thank you.
Several provinces have announced their intention to reopen parts of the economy and society. Most of the plans will be done in stages to monitor the spread of COVID-19. On Monday, Ontario proposed a plan that would take place in 3 phases. First, it plans to open certain workplaces and allow for some smaller gatherings. Second, it will open more workplaces and outdoor spaces and allow for larger gatherings. And third, the province will further loosen restrictions on public gatherings and open all workplaces. Ontario's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. David Williams, said they will wait until the new cases have declined for at least 2 to 4 weeks before relaxing the restrictions in place. Saskatchewan, which has been less affected by the pandemic, has proposed a 5-step reopening plan beginning on May 4th. New Brunswick has already lifted some restrictions, such as allowing families to spend time with members of another household. The province of Quebec will unveil its plan on Tuesday afternoon, and Manitoba is expected to announce its plan later this week. To date, the other provinces and territories have not released plans on reopening. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau confirmed on Tuesday that the federal government will soon publish a guide to help provinces and territories with reopening. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
You've already stepped up to help your family, friends, neighbors, and frontline care workers stay safe. And your governments across the country are stepping up as well. We're a big country and we don't always agree on everything. But right now, the premiers and the federal government are working together to fight this crisis. We need common guidelines to make sure that the decisions being taken across the country are grounded in a shared understanding and appreciation of what science and experts are telling us. Shortly, we'll be releasing the shared principles on restarting the economy agreed to by the federal, provincial, and territorial governments. Let me be clear. These are not the specific measures when you can go back to work or school or when you can see your neighbors or extended family or friends. This framework will lay out the things that need to happen before we take any next steps. Restarting our economy will be gradual and careful and will be guided by science.
As of noon on April 28th, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 49,025 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 2,766 deaths. Over 740,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories except Nunavut. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was The Response for April 28th. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The Response's sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.